Good morning. This morning, I hope you all are doing well. This 16th of January, 2021. I've entitled this video, Electronic Media Used for Good or Evil. Of course, evil is more prevalent than good in the world, so there's a lot more evil on electronic media than there is good. That being said, though, electronic media can be used for good, and that's what we're attempting to do with our daily devotionals and our messages on various platforms. To overcome evil with good. That's what we're told to do. Today's electronic media is very amazing to me. What you can do, go around the world within seconds, broadcast a message, either good message or evil. I just want to let people know that we have now our own personal website. You can go to we're going to be doing daily short little one-minute updates on that website, which is a little bit more opportunity for more, a little bit more free speech than on some mediums like Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And so if you want to... If you want the link to that, I can provide that to you. I posted it on Facebook this morning. It's real simple. It's LarryWPhillips.com. LarryWPhillips.com. And so if you decide you want to have a update every day from us, we'll be happy to provide a update on that. I really am amazed at what technology, how far it's gone, and of course I think it's ultimately going to be a catalyst for bringing in the beast system at an even greater level. It's pretty obvious what's going on now with that, isn't it? I think so. There's a lot of people that are into denial about the evils perpetrated through electronic media and all the surveillance going on. But all of that being said, we are here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what we hope to accomplish. So I want to end this video, or bring to a conclusion this video. I try to keep the videos under 10 minutes. I just want to read you a few of the poems out of this book. Poems for edification. We are to edify and build up the believers in Jesus Christ. And back in 2017, I was going through some very difficult times. And God, in His gracious love, granted me to write some of these poems that have been an inspiration to me and hopefully an edification to others the last several years. I read some of these on the air many times, but I think I want to repeat some of these this morning. Sometimes it's hard to know which ones to read and what is applicable for you all today. The first one is entitled The Pope. The Pope is a fraud, and a true Antichrist. This is the truth. I'm not being funny. He's saying he is God here on earth. You must confess to him your sins first. There's only one mediator between God and man. It's not the Pope. That's not in God's plan. There's only one name given among men. It is Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sins. The Pope sits on his throne and says, all have to go through me, and I'm here to proclaim and let it not be concealed. The Pope is the man of sin. It's been clearly revealed. So proclaim it far and wide through the land. The Pope has deception in the palm of his hand. Let's give glory and honor to whom it is due. It's Jesus Christ who died for sinners like me and you. The next one is entitled, Behold the Man. Behold the man, that's what they said, while my Savior suffered and bled. Indescribable anguish and pain, bearing my sins so eternal life I would gain. Bleeding from his head, his hands, his feet, his side, knowing that for his people he was suffering and would die. But still in all this agony and pain too, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What marvelous love was shown to us while he was on the tree, taking all our sins, suffering in such misery, giving us salvation, purchasing our liberty. O sacred head now wounded with the crown of thorns, the mockery and the ridicule, he heard all their scorns. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross, they cried. But my Savior laid his head on his shoulder, saying, it is finished, and then died. Good morning, Rick Petorik. It's good to see you this morning. Love you, brother. Glad to have you with us. Good to see the smile and the thumbs up. To save this wretched sinner, to purchase in my stead, to suffer the wrath of his Father when I deserved it instead. Thank you, Lord, for taking all this grief and pain and giving me salvation. All glory to the Lamb. Well, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, Christopher, and I was sharing with him the greatest, love you too. I love you three, I like that. I know who you're referring to. Rick, you forgot Tulip, though. You forgot Tulip. Oh. I was talking to Christopher in California. He was a little down, and I said the greatest therapy for spiritual depression is to praise God. Open our mouths and begin to praise Him. Isn't that true? Sometimes it's hard to start, but once we do, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Love you four. Yeah, thank you for including Tulip. Tulip is our dog for our friends that want to know what we're talking about here on the side channel here. Read a couple more of these before we conclude today. I'll try to keep it under 10 minutes because I know people have things to do in their life. I titled this Singleness of Purpose. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and him crucified. He told this beautiful story until they killed the Apostle Paul and he died. This should be our focus for our remaining days, to tell the wondrous story, how Christ came to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things, like baptism and fellowship dinners and how the choir sings. But there's nothing more important that the Christian should do than proclaiming the Christ to the world too. We cannot add or subtract from the bride of Christ, but preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. But let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and Him crucified if we're not telling the world that for sinners He did die. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and power. Christ has put all things under His feet. Praise God for the mercy seat, where Satan would God's people devour. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross. The work of salvation is done. Well, Rick, I agree with you that it is amazing what praising God will do. It is amazing. It will lift our spirits and give us comfort and hope for the future and for this day, Saturday morning. And so we're going to end today's little devotional with this thought. And I was sharing this with a friend of mine up in Canada last night on the phone, Adiola, who has become a dear friend as well. God has given me some very dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to thank Sister Louise, Sister Rose Fenton from United Kingdom. Louise is from Minnesota. Rick, who's with us now, from California. Christopher from California. Walt Stickle from up in Oregon. And once I start naming people, I'm going to forget J. Michael from California, Davester. so many friends God's given us over the years. We're undeserving of it. But I want to conclude with this. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Christ be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before His throne. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, I hope you have a blessed weekend today. And yes, I do want you all to continue to remember us in prayer, and we'll do the same. Rick says, praise God for the roll call from here to up yonder. May the good Lord be with you all today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.